Righto, before we get into it today, I'd just like to thank the blokes and ladies that keep the lights on here, our sponsors.
Better Beer, Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. Look, no matter what sort of beer you drink, they've got you covered. Go check out their whole range.
Country Trucker Caps for keeping our domes out of the sun with all their deadly designs.
TikTok Nutrition for keeping our bodies filled with the good stuff.
SP Tools for giving us the best tools for all our projects at home and on the work site.
And the True Blue Aussie Book. Bluebet. Call them what you want, knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers, but our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first, the boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody. The double champ does what the f*** he wants.
Welcome back to the Winner's Corner.
Here to give the everyday battler a voice. Delete head noise, one laugh at a time. Fucking hell, my conscience is clear. The head's fucking feeling good. Can't talk to you about body
frailness.
Yeah, and just how it's holding up. But, mate, honestly, shout out to Better Beer, Jogging a Can, Winning a Tin, The Athlete's Choice. Having a stub today. Cheers, boys. Fucking winner's piss. How good's it taste?
Fuck. Stubby at this time in the morning is exactly what I need. 10:41.
Yeah, but you know what?
We fucking deserve it.
Fucking proper.
Proper.
Proper. We had to say that for a while too. Look, guys, I hope we're all well rested and recovered from one of the best fucking weekends in the history of weekends.
Yeah.
Now, like, if you managed to get to the Gold Coast, like, shout out if you bought the pay-per-view. You can still buy it and have a look if you want. But everyone who rocked up to the GC, mate, that was crazy. Like we've said before, like meat stock, CMC, yeah, it's crazy how many people we saw. I'm not even putting Mayo on the trendsetters took over the Gold Coast.
Yeah, we definitely took over the Gold Coast.
Took over it.
No one will be bigger than that this year.
No. Positively took over it too. Yeah. Like as in the morale and energy around the joint was great and everyone was just fucking good sports the whole time. It's fucking insane. And like just the way it worked out too, you know, Anzac Day Thursday, you know, a lot of legends would have taken Friday off work, went down there for Anzac Day. It was on.
I did the dawn service at Crumbin. I recommend that to absolutely everyone to do once in their life because there was about 10,000 people on that beach.
Really?
That morning.
That's wow, awesome. That would have been unreal, mate.
And plenty of trendsetters as well. Yeah. 2 metre Peter, his mate, I forgot his name. But, yeah, there was a lot of people down there. It was fucking awesome to see. It was a great morning.
Mm. Yeah, it was that was the hardest thing is, like, going down there that day. You were down there even before that, Cam, but not getting on the piss and trying to just relax and keep the brain busy. You know, like that was such just the anxiety and fucking headspace leading up to the fight and stuff like that was pretty full on in the couple of days leading up, you know.
Definitely.
Especially we all had shit to do. Like the press conference was still there, organising all that, the last minute shit, like that's the organising of everything, not just fighting. Like that was the biggest storyline of the whole thing for me is the
stress of making sure the event was actually going to go the way it went.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a testament to you guys for helping us make it fucking go so smoothly, you know. But, yeah, mate, the amount of legends steaming the flats of the GC was just fucking amazing, man.
Astronomical.
I've got to say it was fucking hilarious. So the after party was at the ballroom, right, the casino. that day, on the sad day, they had this huge, big, like, biggest wellness and health day of the year.
Yeah,
so there is these
things,
skinny
yeah.
little chicks walking around in Lorna Jane, like there's fucking 10, 20 litre water bottles getting around everywhere. And just, you know, fit-looking people getting around. And then there was us, like our audience. And I just remember walking with Camo and Gemma down to get brekkie the morning of the fight when it was all happening. And like I said, Lorna Jane getting around everywhere. And obviously the boys have hooked in for a few days straight. And I still remember this big legend with a pink mullet. Just fucking crossing the road, no shoes on, in amongst all these Lorna Jane people. Stop and just goes, "Here you going, cunt?" And I was just like, if that's not just the cross-pollination of two different worlds, but there was not one drama, and I just loved it. I was like, how good's this shit?
Fucking Ash.
We're here, and we're here to fucking hook in.
He had a bit of energy, old mate, too. I remember seeing him a bit over the weekend.
Fucking oath. There was energy coming from everywhere, mate. The ABC chant, just fucking crazy. Took it over, didn't it? It was
fucking amazing.
It was wild. But boys, the lead up and preparation, like we said, the head noise coming into it the last couple of weeks, just I reckon everyone would have had their own little things that they were battling, but just me personally, man, like that webbing in my finger a couple of weeks before, and then I didn't say anything about it, but when it come good, like the week before it, I proper had a mad session on the bag and flogged the shit out of it with the right end because it could finally use it, and done aggravated rib cartilage and shit like that, and was getting all that sorted the week of and not saying anything. Oh man, just freaking out. And you strained your groin.
Yeah, I had a cat two tear in my groin that I didn't really tell anyone about. That's why you'll see me at the start of round two sort of coming out Southpaw. It was pretty jacked up, but anyway.
But it's just those little things, eh, that I'm sure everyone had their own little
That's
things.
Right.
And, mate, it's just so such a relief to have that done and stuff like that, isn't it? Like just the amount of preparation and training and effort that put into it is just insane, man. It was like a pressure cooker leading up to
100%.
It, wasn't it? Like just steaming out the ears for everyone.
What do you reckon your most nervous point was? I reckon mine was definitely when I watched Quinn fight. And I'm like, holy, there's a bit on out there.
Oh, Quinn the chin cunt, which we'll get to soon. Yeah. But, mate, I don't know. Like, I probably, I don't know, I'd say walking out, but that nerves turned into just fucking excitement when the crowd did what they did.
And yeah, I was not nervous walking out.
It was weird. Like, I was just ready to go then. I think because I was later in the card, just being out the back and not – because I think you were close to Quinn.
Yeah.
Where I was a fair bit away from Quinn. So I got to just stand there and watch Quinn and enjoy it, not knowing I had to do anything yet. It was more the ones before mine when I was just steaming around out the back, just like, get me the fuck in there.
Yeah.
You know, I think my most nervous moment was from 12 o'clock till 3 o'clock that day in my room.
Yeah, 100%.
Just overthinking Pacing. Everything, man. It's fucking wild. But, mate, the night itself, so I just want to go through a couple of people here. So, like, the commentary team, Hello Sport and Danny Green. Like, I went and watched the pay-per-view back.
Yep.
I think it was a great mixture of funny chat from the lads and boxing knowledge from Danny, and it was good to get him giving his opinions on what he thought happened and stuff like that too. I think they absolutely nailed it. It was, like, similar to a podcast. They were swearing when normal people swear, taking the piss, having a laugh, and it's just what we're all about.
Yeah.
You know, so well done to all involved there. I think he's done a fucking stellar job. You know, the hosts, Buster, the Pooh Bandit, and Fez jumped in when we needed him to for a split second there. Great job there all round as well. And just everyone, every single person who had the nuts to fucking get the fuck in there in front of so many people. Like, you cannot question the ticker of any single person that got in there.
Yeah,
like they all had a red hot crack at what they were doing, eh? And I'm proud of every cunt for fucking getting in there and having a go.
Fucking oath.
You know, and any loser carrying on online or whatever, if they haven't done it before, they just don't have any ground to fucking say a word.
No.
You know, so good on everyone for fucking giving it a crack. But I just thought, you know, we go through, I've got the bit of a card here, we'll just go through it sort of from the start, mate.
Yeah.
And there was only one way to kick things off. Fight of the night, hands down for me.
Fucking oath.
Quinn the fucking chin versus Moose. Both of these boys left it all in there. Quinn, talk us through it. Cunt,
Fuck.
First of all, thank you both for walking me out with Dad and Jackson. Appreciate it.
Fucking hell.
My most nervous moment was probably that just the 3 seconds I stood still on the stage because I was like the first cunt out there.
Yeah.
Got in the corner and they said to Reese and Street, I'm like, oh, I'm feeling like I don't feel that nervous now. Like I'm sweet. And then obviously, fuck, the big fella just bashed me in the first, didn't he?
Oh.
Fuck, he did so well. And I just kept coming forward and copping it.
But do you know what was funny and what we've talked about internally the whole time is sparring. That's been the whole time. Quinn has just walked forward. He used to piss me off that I just stiff jab the big cunt's box head
and keep
flog
coming.
The fuck out of him. And he'd stay in front of me and we said to him, if you can do that in there, like we told him to keep his hands up, but he didn't listen. But said, if you can do that in there and stay in front of him, he'll gas out and you'll end up overpowering him, man.
Well, that's pretty much what happened.
Well, at the end of round one, I was like, oh, fuck.
He
got a fucking decent hiding there.
Oh,
mate.
Proper. But, yeah, and then just got the standing eight in the second and the third. So, it was fucking close otherwise than that, obviously.
So, coming into the second, like, obviously Moose was up 1-0.
Yeah.
And then coming in, so just for everyone, like, because, you know, who doesn't really know or they wouldn't have known the rules, we all got sat together out the back, fighters meeting before, day before. And they said, because it's only 3 rounds, standing eight counts, or like if you drop someone, they don't give a 10-8 round because it'll make it pretty much impossible for the other fighter to come back.
Yep.
But if you get a standing eight count against you, the other one wins that round.
Yep.
They just win it 10-9 though.
Correct.
And that's how it gets scored.
Yeah.
So pretty much that second round at the end of it, Quino, you got that against Moose. So she's 1 round apiece, 10-9 each.
Yep.
And then when you got that, when Moose got that standing eight count put on him in round three, that was it. You won.
That's it.
If you didn't get the standing eight count, because I was thinking he's fucking done it if he doesn't get dropped here.
Yeah. But yeah, the big fella was, we left everything out of the tank.
Didn't you, mate?
Fucking oath.
That was just no defense, just swinging. Like Moose as well, mate, should be so proud of himself.
Fucking oath.
Same as you. Like it was just, the crowd was up and about, cunt.
It's the two most placid blokes.
Yeah.
Most quiet blokes. And like, he's the nicest guy too. And we just fucking put it on.
You wouldn't think so when you're fucking blowing, but.
Was there any moment in round one, bro, where you were like, fuck? Like when you were
I didn't think, like I wasn't, because obviously my chin's just made of fucking granite. I wasn't worried about like being hurt, but I was like, oh fuck, I'm losing, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Oh fuck, I've lost the round. Like I was worried about that, but I was like, I'm fine standing up.
What were the boys in the corner saying after round one?
Yeah, just like, get the fuck out of there, dickhead, put your hands up.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And then the feeling after it, mate, like how, when did you know? Do you reckon when the final bell rang, you knew you'd won it?
Yeah, I think so, because recent Street were like, you know, they were chuffed and everything. They're like, you're sweet because you got two standing eights.
Yeah, knowing the rules.
But I was just like, fuck, that you can't describe the feeling, as we've all said already, like just fucking overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Energy, everything. I didn't care if I won or lose. You're just like, holy
you've
shit,
done it.
What the
like
fuck
you've,
just
you've
happened?
You've done it. You got in there. You finished.
Yeah.
And then getting the hand raised, bro.
Oh, that's the most euphoric thing you'll ever feel, really.
Oh, mate.
Mate, holy shit.
Yeah. Nah, good on you, bro. I was honestly so proud.
Oh.
Like, after that first round, I went, here we go. This is when sparring's got to come into it. Yeah. And that's when everyone came to me after. I'm so surprised with Quinn. I'm like, yeah. I said, I'm not fucking that. We trained. I trained his face for that. Oh, but mate, you just can't write a better script and a better fight to kick things off from both you boys.
And it wouldn't have happened without that other bloke in there, mate.
Fuck no.
Nah,
it was very impressive, man. And you both should be so fucking proud.
Fucking
it was awesome.
Yeah.
Then we went on to Darcy versus Jace. Now, you know, bit of a mismatch here, but that's why I think it was so impressive of Jace Darcy getting in there and just giving it a go as well. And the temperament of the bloke, he's one of the nicest blokes I've ever met, and put in the train and put in the work and got in there and had a fucking go, which is all that matters. But Jace, mate, sparring with him and that, he always had those nice, straight, hard punches and sort of coming in, I said, in our own personal group. Unless Darcy has really good head movement and moves the whole time, he's going to get fucking pretty much peppered, I think. And, Jace did a really good job.
Yeah.
you know, and like we said, kudos to both lads for getting in there and having a crack. But personally, you know, being on the Reggies and that, and the beach, part of the beach.
So
it
was a good
team.
Fucking start from Camp Gladstone, mate.
Two from five. The boys fucking kicked us off well, which I don't know if it added a bit more pressure, like as in going, like as we start, as we kept knocking one off, it was just like, oh, the boys are fucking winning here, you know. Then the seven man all in blindfolded bout. Holy fuck.
Thank fuck everyone survived.
That's what I was thinking out the back too. Like obviously putting the event on, I'm like, oh fuck, this is loose. Spider-Man with the dork was just fucking getting into his work, wasn't he?
Definitely needed some headgear, but anyway.
Yeah, I think the next time we do that might be some headgear on with some bigger gloves, I reckon.
Yeah.
But
were they 14 ounce gloves?
No
well?
Idea, mate. No idea.
Well, I think
they were bigger 16, ones. Yeah. But anyway, look, ended up all good and was entertaining as fuck.
It was very entertaining. Not many people would have seen that.
How's when Spidey had old mate in the corner who was just the mediator in there and he was ducking him?
The like, ref, ducking, yeah. Yeah, you already had a black eye, that ref.
How funny was that? The ref was getting into it too.
Yeah.
Like bouncing around and that, fucking telling people to get into their work. So, shout out to all the seven blokes to fucking get in there. That would have taken some nuts.
Fucking oath.
Not being able to see. So, yeah, good on you, boys. That was great. Then the first tag team bout.
Yeah.
Fucking Almost a Man versus Daily Blue News. This was a fucking good stink. It was entertaining, I reckon, the tag team.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know how it was going to go. And, like, there's a few different methods and a few different tactics as well. Like, I think Bluey did the whole first round by himself.
Yeah.
And then sort of started, you know, swapping out. And like we said, both boys fucking got in there and swung hard from both teams. But I've got to give a shout out to Gabe.
Fucking oath.
Mate, he gave up a lot of size. And the ticker he showed in there, like, after he copped a big one too, he could have shied away. But, mate,
he just bit down and got into it, eh?
Bit down the mouth guard. Like, and just hooked in. It was fucking good to see, you know. And same with the Almost a Man boys. Like, everyone on this whole card, man, got in, like we said, and had a fucking swing. But it was interesting, the controversy after, because I think there was a bit of a fuck-up. They got sent to the wrong corner. And afterwards, the Almost a Man boys got announced the winner. And I think, you know, the Blue boys ended up edging them pretty easily sort of thing. Not easily, but I think it was an obvious win sort of thing, at least the whole crowd felt like it. And even like Danny Green was a very honest, like he gave his prediction before the fight got announced as well. And even he said on that one, I don't agree with that one sort of thing. And then sure enough, the crowd started fucking going off their domes and the boys got brought in and it got fixed up. But that was chaos for a second there.
Yeah.
I think the crowd said something about they thought we did it on purpose to, like, fire them up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But, I think there must have been a fair few dad kisses in the crowd up from New South Wales.
Fucking hope there was. All
right, because the old New South Wales chant was going up.
Yeah.
But, no, good on the lads. That was fucking entertaining. And then, Daddy, talk us through it, brother. How are you fucking feeling, mate?
Oh, I'll tell you what. There was no boxing skill when we come out.
Here we are.
Yeah.
So what, walking out, like before you walked?
No, I was all sweet walking out.
Yeah, feeling good?
Yeah, walked out second. No, I felt good just walking out, enjoying it in the moment, getting in there.
Yeah.
And then, once the fucking bell rang, just all went out the window. I think it's just those first two jabs that I couldn't get away from. And I'm like, oh, right, I just have to get a bit scrappy here. But
yeah.
And then getting that, he got that good hit on me nose, made it bleed. And then I just could not breathe out of me nose at all. Because it was just full of blood. And, I don't know, it was a very close fight, so I reckon either way, one of us could have won. So
yeah,
I'm not going to stand here and go, hey, I've clearly won that, because it was fucking very close.
Oh, mate, both of yous were that exhausted and you're both just hooked in. I think, like, from the start, yous opened up so hard from the start.
Yeah.
Like, I think you don't realise how long 2 minutes is when you're fighting.
Yeah.
You just don't, man. Like, as in, and normally, like, if you were sparring or whatever, you'd be sitting back taking the deep ones in. But when you got 4,000 people screaming, you just keep going.
Yeah.
And that's like, you boys have had exhausted a couple of times, you ended up on top of each other. Yeah. Fucking just
bit of rugby league in there.
Yeah, bit of red wine between the both of you the night before, I think.
I know, I definitely fucking felt shit at the end of round two. Like, he was flogging me. Mm. And then, I found a bit more cunt in the fucking third round. But yeah, mate, it was a great experience, and I'm glad I got to share the ring with him. But fighting someone you actually like is not the best fucking thing.
No.
It was like you're fighting a brother.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I know. I can relate.
So I was like, yeah, that was a bit weird for me.
Yeah.
But we didn't really get to have too much of a beer afterwards.
No.
It was a bit of a shame, but there'll be plenty to come anyway.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Appreciate him coming. Yeah, fuck. I thought he might have been a bit fitter. So I'm glad he wasn't, because it would have been a lot more trouble.
Mate, I was watching, and like, boxing skill aside, I was entertained.
Oh, definitely,
like,
yeah.
I was fucking loving it, man, just watching. And I almost, like, because I wasn't really scoring in my head, I was just loving watching it.
Yeah.
And then when it finished, I went, I actually have no idea who won that.
And that's exactly how I felt too.
Yeah, I just went, fucks me, man. Whoever won, good on you. But I don't know. I have no idea. So, but it was nice to see you get your hand raised, mate. I've got to admit, I was fucking stoked.
Yeah.
And then it just sort of heaped a little bit of pressure on, because I was like,
well, I actually thought they were going to do like a draw.
Well, fucking, that would have made a lot of sense to me. Like I said, if Gibbo got his hand raised, I would have went, well done, mate. Like, I wouldn't even have been like fucking whatever. But yeah, it was very entertaining, man.
Yeah, fucking.
You're just coming out like a spider monkey.
Oh, did everything I said I wasn't going to do. Don't go too hard when you first get in there. And I know Reason Street, like, I don't even think you were looking at me or here listening to me one bit. I'm like, nah.
In the corner.
Yeah. Mm. I'm like, I don't remember you saying a word.
No. Oh, but, mate, just a good experience, though.
Yeah, like it was great.
How'd you feel in there after? Like, when, you know, you've got it done, it's finished.
Oh, it was so good. Just fucking good to get in and have a crack. I've always wanted to do it, so.
Yeah.
Another tick in the bucket list, I guess. That's probably the main thing.
It's pretty cool to say you've done it in that, like, situation.
Not many people can say they've done it in that size crowd before.
Nah. Fuck no.
Or been on a betting app or been, yeah.
Mate, even, like, talking to a couple of legends, like Isaac Hardman and a couple of boxers, like, we had Vegas and Benny Hussein there and stuff like that, and even, like, some of those lads are saying they've never seen something that hectic before, and being, like Isaac said, he's been in combat sports for 10 years and hadn't seen a crowd erupt like that before. Like, just fucking wild, man. It was pretty cool. Next one I'm not even going to talk about. It was embarrassing on behalf of myself and the company. And this isn't the girl's fault. There was just misunderstanding of what was going on. But anyway, we'll move on from that one. And then
pathetic. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, I'd think it was.
Pathetic planning.
Yeah. So, cop that one. The next one, Lukey from Levels versus Michael from Cast Patrol. Now, there's a bit of fucking animosity, a bit of heat leading up at the press conference, wasn't there? The boys got in and had a fucking go. There was some pretty good boxing, actually, between these two lads. Yeah.
It's a good chat, too. That was fucking good at the press conference.
Yeah. It was good, wasn't it? Like, Lukey landed some good shots. I think Michael landed a good one early, but Lukey got the better hand of him, obviously, as it started going forward. And unfortunately, Michael fucking done, I think he done both his shoulders
at
that stage. Now, surely that's shock, like bad shoulders coming in or what? How do you just pop both your shoulders out? I don't know. But
yeah, that feels sorry for him. Fuck, that would hurt both shoulders.
Oh, for sure.
Because I remember Danny was just shocked that he was like, oh, that's his left and his right popped out earlier or either or whatever. He was like, both of them have come out. It was just fucking insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what the go was there, but, like, shout out to Luke. He got the win, but, yeah, it was shaping up to be a good blue, and, yeah, you could tell Luke, he's done a bit of boxing before, I think.
Yeah.
It was good. But I didn't really get to watch a lot of it. I watched it back because I was at the back just fucking
getting in the zone.
Yeah, getting in the zone, mate, getting ready to go, and fuck me.
Our boy.
Mate, that was fucking insane walking out. Like, that was crazy. I wasn't really that nervous. I was pumped, just ready to go. Like, when Fez was doing the stuff with the crowd and stuff like that, I'm thinking, hurry up, mate. Like, let's go. I want to get out there. Klutzy's made his walk, and then it was on. And just when I walked around the corner, man, and just fucking, like, I just haven't felt or heard anything like that before. Just my whole body was numb. Just fucking pumped, ready to go. Walked down. I remember Dad, like, rollercoaster of emotions, obviously, but it was unreal having me old boy and two of my close mates walking out with me, Camo and Marshy. The old man come out the back, you know, before it and said, I'm proud of you, mate, fucking hook in. And I was like, fuck, and that just added a bit of fuel to the fire. Like, fuck, having the old man there that you look up to so much and respect and know that he's going to walk out with you and watch you is just like, fucking right, let's go, cunt. Like, yeah, and, you know, and I needed every single bit of ticker I had in me to go and fight that big cunt.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, Klutzy, love him to bits. He's a massive man. And, like, I knew he was, but even going in there, like, I was that pumped walking out that I didn't even stop next to the ring for long enough to, like, give the boys a hug.
Nah, neither.
I'd have steamed straight in there.
That crowd was just too wild, eh?
Yeah, I know. I was like, get the fuck in here. And then looking across at him, I thought, fuck, I've got a bit on here and I really need to stick to the game plan. Because, like, obviously he knew how big he was straight away, and the whole months of sparring, lead up, everything, there was a game plan. It was move, jab, land on the body. If he doesn't drop his hands, just stay on the body. If he drops his hands, go up top. And that's pretty much all we did, you know. Like, I thought I was going to be able to land a few more straight rights, get his body to drop, hands to drop down, and then be able to land a straight right. But his head was so fucking far away from where my right hand straight had to go that I had to try and just loop, like, throw a big loop and overhand fucking Dewey's and try and hit him, and landed a couple, but it was a very difficult bloke to hit in the head, which is why I just had to stick to the game plan. And, you know, throw those straight jabs and rights to the body and just keep moving. Because, man, like when I was saying, like joking early days about Klutzy not having that mongrel in him, like, fuck.
You
should have seen.
He kept coming forward.
Fucking oath he did, man. And you should have seen the look on the cunt's eyes.
Like, yeah, he looked like the Undertaker.
The
that's
commentators
for sure.
were saying it, but, mate, he had that dog in him.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, holy. Like, the only damage I took in the whole fight was he landed one good one on me lips. I got a bit of a split lip.
Yeah,
and when he hit that, when he landed that, I went, yeah, copy. No, like, not many more of them are allowed to land.
Yeah,
you know, and but like every time I went back into the corner, you know, the boys just ain't just stay calm, fucking keep moving like you're doing, keep landing more shots, and because that's what it's all about, you know. Like, yeah. I was never going to try and knock Klutz out. It was about landing more shots, landing more points, and winning the fight.
It's exactly how you sparred for the whole thing, mate.
And you know, it was good to get the job done, a good feeling. Even saying that though, you go to three rounds, and it's not like it was a domination one tiny bit. Like, it was close because he kept moving forward, you know, just ducking and weaving, getting out, landing those few body shots. But yeah, after it, I felt like I did enough, but went at the corner and said to the boys, like, what do you reckon? And they're like, yeah, you got it on points. And I was like, well, we'll see. Still just prepared to not, you know, cause who fucking knows. And like the whole lead up to it as well, I'm like, no matter what you're feeling there, no matter what the result, just cop it on the chin and fucking enjoy the experience. So
yeah.
I was sort of preparing myself not to, but then to get the arm raised like that, man, was, just, I can't even explain the euphoria and just how, you know, good it made me feel. I think just knowing that, like, I've had that euphoria before when the kids are born and stuff like that, but, like, to get out of your own comfort zone and put the work in yourself and be self-disciplined, have a plan, stick to it and do it in that pressure cooker situation was, like, I haven't really had that self-motivation pat on the back before like that, and it was a pretty special feeling that I hope everyone gets to experience once.
Yeah, I reckon that's right. You fucking feel like you're one because you've just made it through it.
You've done it yourself.
You've done it yourself. Like, didn't really care whose hand got raised.
No. Like, the
it might be different for, like, actual boxers, and that's their career and stuff like that. But just having a fun night for entertainment, and we're not boxers.
Yeah.
It was a great feeling.
And, mate, like I said, to share it with Klutzy, like you said before, fighting your mate like that.
Yeah.
Like, I felt the same thing. I was like, you know, because when I first called Klutzy out, like just didn't even call him out, called him on the phone.
Yeah.
And said,
yeah,
hey, bro, we both got big buff heads. We're doing this fight night thing. You keen? You know, definitely overlooked how much bigger he was than me, how much weight I was going to lose. Like, because afterwards, the only thing I was thinking of is I'm like, I'm proud I stuck to the game plan and got it done, but I would have liked to test myself against someone my size so I could stay in the pocket and, like, practice some boxing skills and shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, overall, mate, just, yeah, can't, like, think highly enough of Klutzy for getting in there and having a red hot crack, man. I love the bloke to bits, and I can't wait to fucking go and have a heap of tins with him at the Caco. Didn't get the chance to have a beer with him after, really, either, because, like, obviously, you know, Das had a bit on, I think. Like, he's just a bit fuzzy and stuff like that from his fight. So they just stuck with their team and had beers, which is fucking, you know, totally fair enough.
Fucking oath.
So we're going to catch him at Magic Round, mate. But I've got a mission for all you legends. The whole lead up, You gave poor old Klutzy a pepperin, which was all a part of the fun and stuff. But if any of you see him now, buy the legend a beer or fucking shake his hand, because he's one of the best blokes you can come across. And I can't speak highly enough of the man.
Yeah.
And everyone involved. Bloody brilliant beers, Das, fucking. So shout out the boys, mate. And what blew me away, right, like Beck's parents were watching, like, watching the pay-per-view and stuff and looking after the kids. And I always thought, like, after it, I'll show Harry one day, depending on how the fight goes. Because I'm like, there's a big chance Klutzy lands a big punch and I go to fucking sleep.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I never even talked about if Harry was going to watch it or not. And I thought he'd just be in bed and shit. And then Beck goes, Harry watched the whole thing and said that he loved it. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding? Like, I had no idea, man. And I'm like, wow. I'm sort of glad I didn't know that. Like,
yeah,
I
that's
think
right,
it would have been playing on me.
Yeah, in your head, yeah.
But, like, he goes, when I got home, he goes, Daddy, I thought you were going to lose because he was way fatter than you. I said, bigger, mate. He was bigger than me. But, yeah, that was pretty cool. But, mate, just overall, like, the emotion going out, like, and just talking to the crowd after, and, mate, giving Beck a hug out the back after, I just broke down in tears just because I'm like, she put in so much effort, the whole lead up with the kids and everything to allow me to train so hard and consume me. I was probably an asshole to be around a lot of those times on those big days going to train and feeling like I'm letting my family down because I'm not there helping her. And
yeah,
just all of that just coming, crashing into one big thing going, holy fuck.
Fucking oath.
We fucking done it, you know. So, yeah, it was pretty special.
Very proud of you, mate.
Thanks, brother. It was a very special moment and one that I will never fucking forget and cherish forever. Straight after mine, though, the ant weight bout. How was that? Shawnee. That was prime. Shane the Train and Shawnee the Whip. These boys were a pair of fucking absolute champion blokes, eh? I actually spoke to them a lot over the case.
They were good lads, eh?
Great lads, man. And great sports the whole time too, you know. And took it serious, hooked in, had a fucking red hot crack like the rest of us did. Can't speak highly enough of it. And it was fucking entertaining to watch.
Yeah, fucking.
You know, it was good. So shout out to the boys. Fucking, it was really good. Then went on to the next one. Now, I was hyped up for this fight the most, I think, like leading up to the event. Groper and Jarchi, this was unreal, wasn't it?
Fucking oath.
I was pumped, man. And look, Groper, the cunt, didn't let me say one fucking thing about his training and all that shit. He wanted to stay like he wasn't really doing much. That cunt is the hardest fucking trainer and most self-disciplined fucking psycho ever.
Yeah.
Had to spar the fucking unit for
that's
3 months.
That's probably why I stayed standing the whole time.
Yeah.
Fucking sparring.
Mate, the amount of times.
Couldn't even hit that big cat.
Amount of times I had to run around and be pinned in the corner in round 3 of him just giving it to me was insane.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean. Like, people just write him off coming in. I'm going, you cunts have no idea. No idea what's coming. Yeah. You know, and
well deserved.
Well fucking deserved.
Definitely didn't need a bigger head on him, but
No. But you know, there's a deserved person to win on that night, it's Groper.
100%.
And you know, like, I fucking chirped a couple of cunts straight up too after it that was saying, oh, he's shoulder. I said, shut the fuck up. Because like, yes, Jarchi could have got up and like continued sort of thing. He was alert way before the 10 count. And his shoulder was out, and he's saying his shoulder was out. But let me tell you why his shoulder was out. Because he got hit with the sweetest punch of the whole night and was on his face on the canvas with his arms either side, and his shoulder come out then.
Yeah, when it hit the thing. Yeah.
So that's how it finished. Yes, it's unfortunate. However, I think if Jarchi does get up and continue, Groper just turns him into Pound Town then. So, mate, shout out to both the boys. I give Jarchi a ring, you know, the day after, see how he's going, the big fella. He's had a dodgy shoulder for a while, so
yeah,
he's booked in to get that recode, mate. And he did look fucking good early, Jarchi. Like, yeah, it was shaping up to be a really good fight. And like,
fucking quick.
I think what happened, this might be just me speaking out my ass, but I think what happened is like Jarchi landed a nice shot and I think he sort of started to get excited. and lost the composure a bit. And as Groper hit him, he was loading up a big right of himself and let himself open. And I think that's when Gropes – now, that punch that Groper threw, where he's put his head to the left and just whole body into that straight, he told me the week before that that's the punch he wants to land, and I'm not – no mayo at all. He showed me, he goes, mate, I'd like to just lean to the side, straight, bang, practice that shot. So that's what I mean. Like, so much prep went into that, so much you don't know about, and I'm so proud of the legend to do it. And, you know, we're going to have to hear about that now. I've heard about his flick pass in under 16's grand final Calliope Roosters against Brothers that I forgot even happened for 10 years. Imagine this highlight reel. Fuck me. Thanks, Judge. So, but, mate, I couldn't be prouder of him, mate. I grew up with him. You know, and just seeing how hard he's worked for it, and he fucking truly, honestly deserves that and what he did. So good on you, mate, and good on you too, Jarchi, mate. Fucking tough as fuck to get up from that and get it popped in ringside and
fucking,
you know, and stuff like that too. Then the main event, boys. Knuckles versus Brizy, Marty versus Michael. How's the knuckler in the lead up, the arm in the sling, the fucking coffins, the gorilla suit? He had it all happening, didn't he?
Fucking ape.
He can sell a boy.
I reckon this is another one that could have gone either way.
Yeah. There's no robbery call. There's no at all. I think good on both legends for having a go. I didn't get to watch it live. I was in having a shower, fucking getting ready to come back out. But I watched it back, and I honestly couldn't pick between Marty and Brizy.
Nah.
I honestly couldn't. I was like, those two are very technically good and sort of just like a chess match. I personally felt like Knuckles got it over Michael.
Yeah.
I thought he did better than Michael.
Fuck, he surprised me.
So for me personally, the boys, Knuckles and Brizy, won on my cards that I know fuck all about. But in saying that too, it's not like I'm sitting here going, nah, they should have fucking won.
Nah.
You know, so it was just, I think it was good. Like that, it was a good blue to finish the night off. And fucking credit to both teams. And I think Marty and Michael surprised a lot of people.
Mm. Yeah. No, including, they did well.
Including myself. Watching, knowing how good Brizy can fight and watching Marty against him, I was very impressed.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck me. This
probably the best boxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking oath.
Yeah, for sure, man. Yeah. So I think it was a brilliant way to finish off.
Absolutely.
I think Danny Green actually appreciated a bit of boxing.
Yeah, I think he said that at the end too. Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, it was good, mate. I just can't thank everyone enough for the support they give us. And, like, every single person that we bumped into just loved the whole event and got so much out of it, eh? And it just means a lot to me as well that we put on an event like that that people enjoyed so much and got so much out of.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to say a big thanks to Cass. Bit of household tension for the last 6 months pulling this off. Yeah. And to announce that we got a second kid on the way as well.
Yes!
I've also got a good shot in me, apparently.
Daddy!
So that on top of organising the event, she's been a few slammed doors, but we got there.
Yeah. It's been a fucking mission, man. But yeah, congratulations to you guys with that. Like, we've obviously known that, but no one else hasn't imagined that.
Yeah.
Being pregnant, copping all the sickness.
Hugging
and
the
stuff
porcelain
like
bowl
that.
And running back out to organise people. So yeah. Shout out to her.
Fucking oath, man. This wouldn't have happened without her. So can't thank her enough. Everyone else in the company.
And a big thank you to Isaac, our accountant, mate. He's fucking put in mammoth load of effort trying to settle us all down when we're stressed and finding ways to help us out. It's been amazing.
That's right. There's been so many roadblocks and learning curves and fucking things and hoops that we had to jump over to put this event on. And
days leading up, like major things.
The night before with the press conference shit, it laggy on YouTube and having to explain to people that that's not the service we're using, uploading the actual file, getting the clip sorted up till 11 something at night for me, going, I should be focusing on fighting, but you got to do this sort of shit.
Yeah.
You know? And that's the shit people don't see. That's the shit I don't give a fuck if they know about either, because that's just a part of doing something right. But, so much has gone into it. The whole team at Alpha Events and everyone that's helped us.
And a lot of
out.
People didn't believe in us. A lot of people fucking doubted us. And I want to say fuck you to all of you.
Yeah, yeah. Eat a bag of dicks.
And,
And that's like,
good luck getting in with us now.
Yeah, yeah, man. Like we said, the rising tide lifts all ships, but you got to be on the water to float, bruh.
Yeah.
So you cunts have fun at the dock. But yeah, beat your biffs. 5 from 5. Obviously, good.
Yeah.
Very good, boys.
Damn Gladstone.
Look, obviously, bit of lip getting around the old BBB community. Obviously, the lads supporting their boy Clutzy, which they fucking should too. But, boys, no one likes a sore loser. Take your licks. That's all I can say. It's a bad image.
You we said shit. We'd entertain. That's what we fucking did.
That's right. Move on. We've all got in there and had a go. The winners are the winners. Fucking, actually, winners' piss tastes really good too.
Yeah, I know. I'm always fucking done. Should fucking die for it, fellas.
But, yeah, boys. I don't know. It's just fucking, just absolutely unbelievable. And then the after party. I reckon one of the videos that blew me away from the whole weekend was the sea of people waiting to go in there.
Yes.
That was crazy.
The Star Casino made a little bit of stuff up there, I'd say. They went to open half an hour early and there was a bit of miscommunication. They actually started to shut down the restaurants because people were chanting ABC. They were getting, the patrons were getting scared.
Yeah.
Which so they should have.
Yeah. Like... But, you know, like, we're a friendly cult.
We're a friendly cult.
Oh, we're a friendly cult.
As long as you got merch on.
I think, do you know how we were tiptoeing around it for a while? It's a cult.
It's a cult.
And it's a real, can take over the cult.
And it's a real good cunt, too. I'm super proud of the cult.
Fuck
yeah. It is. The amount of tattoos, the tattoos are fucking off their head. Oh. That many cunts come up and showed me Yabby Pump tattoos with ABC on them.
Yeah.
It was insane, guys.
Like, we're talking double digits, bro.
Yeah. Proper. Yeah. Freshies.
Yeah. Fresh from the
from
weekend.
From their weekend. Yeah.
Freshies.
So, good on you as a tattoo artist. You would have made a bit of bank on the weekend.
Yeah. No, yous are welcome too. Yeah. Everyone fucking, yous are welcome. But, mate, that after party was fucking wild though, wasn't it? It was was epic. Well, we always thought it was going to be epic, but what impresses me, and it just goes to show the community we've created and the other podcasts as well. I'm not going to sit here saying we had 100% of the crowd. Might have been 97%, but not 99. All.
Yep.
But every single person in there was there to have a good time. There was a positive attitude. You tell me another event after a boxing thing with a room full of fucking 2,500 people or 2,000 or whatever with fucking... 90-something percent blokes after a boxing event that it doesn't end up in a blue.
Yeah. I reckon there was only 6 Patreons that got removed from the convention centre, and I don't think it was that many at the after party.
I saw one bloke getting snug, but, like, it's because he was just blind.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. People were drunk. There was only one poor bloke that didn't even get to see the first fight.
Oh, true.
Got snug out. It was just paro.
Yeah. But, you know, that happens. That happens with so many people. So I'm super proud of the community for that reason, that everyone was there to have a good time.
Shout out to the security judging the fucking Goanna wrestling.
Yeah, mate, that's what I wanted to get to. The Goanna wrestling pit at the after party near brings a tear to me eye. It made me so proud. There was a bloke who come over the fence, like, with the belts looking at me, and I just went, mate, like, any other time I would, but I've done me fighting. Like, I'm just bathing in this shit.
Yeah.
Right now. But then I just wanted to say, quick shout out. One Legend has some ripper footage of the Goanna pit and the boys getting stuck in there as well the entire event. I believe his name's Macca. Froth Bros Media, the channel is called. He did a vlog of the event and chucked it on his YouTube.
Yep.
Hey Big Mac podcast is the lad's podcast who did the vlog, and he did a bit of a recap as well. So good on you, brother. Some unreal footage and very kind words that he gave us on the show. So go check him out and show him some love. It's just those are little things where he wasn't involved at the event, but he made the most of going there and vlogging it and having being the first one to put up the footage from the whole thing. And I'm like, that's the shit that I appreciate coming from that background and trying to make a mark in it and getting noticed and stuff. So that's the shit you do if you want to fucking go the extra mile and have shit done. So shout out to you, bro. I think you fucking did a really good job making the most of it. He even got in there and had a go. I think he got snug, but fucking good on you, mate. It's all about having a crack.
Even the cops wearing the old flap caps.
Oh, mate.
Enjoying the night as well.
The cops were fucking legends.
Unreal.
Absolute legends, eh?
Yeah.
Just fucking champions. And I think that's what the whole positive vibe was. I think they realised pretty early on that no one was there to cause dramas.
Nah.
Not one person. So, and then, mate, from there onwards, she's just a blur.
Yeah.
I was on one. I knew I was going to be on one. and I had it booked in with everyone. I don't even think I looked at my phone or responded to a message till I got up Monday.
Yeah.
I think I only pulled up about 2 a.m. Monday.
Yeah.
That's why it was so good having that at the casino there, because if the boys were on one early, like I bumped into a fair few people Sunday morning at the sports bar at the Cass about 8 in the morning, still getting into their work.
Yeah.
So that was good stuff, but get into a bit more of that later. I've got a few shout-outs to make and a few funny yarns from the weekend apart from that, but just honestly, overall, fucking
well done, legends. Guys.
It was just all together, just so proud of the community we've got. I hope everyone had such a good time and the money was well worth it, and from what I've heard so far, it was, man, and couldn't be more proud of everyone involved with Alpha Events, Alpha Blokes Podcast, and every other podcast that was involved for getting in there, having the fucking nuts to do something that a lot of people will never do in their whole life.
Yeah. Plenty of potential for Alpha Events now moving forward, so.
That's right.
Big things are coming.
Yeah, big things, mate. I think this is what I was telling a few people.
It'll be hard to top this one.
That's what I was telling a few people. We know what our people like doing.
Yeah.
So we're always going to be putting fun events on because we are normally the cunts going to them.
Yeah.
You know? So
we want to create events that we've been to a lot of events. We want to create events that we would like to go to.
Our people like to go to, which we just did then. That was fun as fuck. You know, the fighting thing, the short rounds is the thing. Like the short fun shit and you move on.
Yeah.
You know, there is a fight that isn't great. Like the lingerie thing, it didn't last long. It was terrible, but it didn't last long.
Yeah.
Imagine if that was 10 3-minute rounds.
Oh.
Disaster.
Disaster.
So, plenty to learn from, though, and that's the biggest thing, isn't it? Like, for us, plenty to learn from.
If they were nude, we probably could have got another round out of them.
Yeah. But, I mean, just overall with the whole event thing, like, plenty to learn from. We picked up a lot of things that we'll do differently next time and go even better, I think.
Yep.
Fucking hell.
Mate, cooking with Daddy.
Da-da-da-da-da. We're cooking with the D-A-D-D-Y.
I think I just want to say.
Cooking me lid.
A massive.
Cooking me lid with Daddy.
Fucking proper.
Proper.
I think I just want to give a shout out to Matt from TikTok Nutrition.
Fucking oath.
For me personally, just getting me ready for this whole thing and making it a lot easier for me to get healthier as a person, as a bloke and a dad. And just he made a pretty big impact on my life.
Yeah.
As well as getting me ready for this fight. So I just wanted to say that straight away. The code's still available there for you to fucking use at checkout for $20 off your first order over 10 meals. Get into that.
Appreciate money and everything's done.
Fucking oath, man. Have you, other than your lid, have you cooked
anything? I haven't been really cooking. I'll be doing a bit of cooking this weekend at the hookup.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot, mate. Just me and Knuckles got stuck at a Moomoo's for lunch one day down there. That's prime feed. Mm. But, nothing too much on the cooking front. Keen to get back into it these next couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Got a bit of camping. We got this fishing comp this weekend. So I'll have heaps for you next week.
Yeah. Fucking oath. Righto. Bit of news in sport. Shout out to Pendulum. The only one I've got, which is the most important one, is Tezza is back better than ever and he's keen to link up for a yarn.
Yeah.
Tezza is actually keen. I think he hasn't reached out yet, but he's got our details and I'm keen to like get him on the blower and go and fucking meet Tez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever, you road trip up to him?
I think so. I think it's like an 8-hour mission. But it'd be good to go and do
stop
like,
in an alley or something on the way.
I reckon. I'd love to go there.
Vlog it.
Daddy V Tez. And it's a cook-off into a tonight's effort, into a podcast. That would be
pepper
all time.
Pepper and salt. Pepper and salt.
That'd be all time, mate.
No, oh, I could sit back and have a few tequilas with
him. Are you telling me he wouldn't have some fucking wild yarns?
He'd have some wild yarns.
He'd have some wild yarns, mate. So I'm pretty stoked. Quinno, you would have just been over the moon, wouldn't you?
Oh, I think it'd be a pretty good thing because we could go camping on the way, stay at a hotel on the way back or something. Mm. It'd be a good little vlog.
Oh, it'd be fun as fuck, man. That's what you got to give the people what the people want. And that's why we do what we do here.
Yep.
It's an 8-hour drive. You know, a lot of people might go, oh, no, it's a bit far away. Like, fuck, the people want Tez, we'll give them Tez. And I'm not ringing him. I want to fucking meet Tez.
Fucking oaf.
Look, in saying that, we've got a lot of fucking things coming up this next month. I'm talking, we've got, I think, like the hookup this weekend, which I'm going to go into detail later. Make sure you get your tickets for that this weekend.
Come say g'day. Big bolt.
Fucking oaf. And then next weekend we've got off, and then we have got Magic Round, Groper's Bucks, fucking shit coming hard and fast. So just know we are going to do it, but we're going to make sure we do it properly, so it might take a little bit of time.
I need to plan my 30th.
Yep, that's right, in the guts of all that shit too.
Yep.
Yeah, huh.
So, yeah, but anyway, it's all happening. Mate, I've got a couple of just yarns from the weekend where I don't even know where they fit in, but they just made me laugh. You getting sannied. We went out for brekkie. Was this on the Friday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Friday, as a team, we all went out for breakfast. And I was waiting behind Cam at the checkout. Not checkout, just to order. And I noticed forward that this chick, bit of a they-them vibe on it.
On the Richter scale.
Handed a Sani bottle over and squirted him a couple of times and Cam rubbed his hands together and I thought, oh, I'm normally Sani guy. Like if I'm going to hit a bit of Sani. But I'm thinking, oh, that's weird. And, mate, she's made ya.
Yeah, I sneezed and then she just fucking sunnied me on the run. Just leant over with the bottle and just fucking gave me what for.
Yeah, just like clean yourself up, you pig.
Yeah. So that was strange.
Fuck, I had a laugh at that, man. When I found out why it happened, I was fucking
Yeah, because I remember, too. Okay, you behind me. Oh, I'm going to get sunny too.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I got sunnied on the run.
Yeah, you got sunnied live. You got sunnied live. You didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
I said sunny yourself, you sick fuck. So that was pretty funny.
Sneezed over the scones or whatever was there. Get that up, yeah.
Sunny is scones, bruh. Get that in ya. But no, I thought that was fucking hilarious. Checking into me flight. So this is pretty funny. I had a jet lighter in my pocket. Just for candles and that, you know. And when we were, like, I put it in the thing because you can't have it in your bag. It was just like a tiny little jet lighter too, just, you know, all good. Just like a lighter, but it's a jet lighter. Put it in there, went through, and the chick's like, oh, you got a lighter here? I said, yeah, righto. Went through, and the chick's scanning it, like, stopped and grabbed it out. She goes, this is a jet lighter. And I was like, yeah. And she looked at the chick like she's just let a fucking knife through the thing. So like, this is a jet lighter. And I was just like, holy fuck, like what's going on? And then he goes, mate, you can't bring that in. I said, throw it out, please. Like, I really don't care. It's a lighter. I said, we can swap it. But that's all we can do. And I'm going, okay. Like, it's all good, cunts. Everyone needs to fucking relax here. But I'm thinking, what am I going to stand up mid-flight and say, every cunt, don't move, I've got a jetty.
Yeah.
That fucking goes an inch out. Fucking, are you kidding? Turn this cunt around, mate. I got a jet lighter. What the fuck? What is the problem there? Like, every cunt in airports needs to just fucking relax a bit. We're in CQ. Mm. We're in Gladstone. No jetties bringing a plane down, man. So I thought that was pretty funny. Now, I've got a bit of a clip to play here. But beforehand, like I was saying, just off the back of what I was saying earlier, that boxer night and the way it all unfolded in front of 4,000 people, I genuinely hope that everyone gets to experience that level of happiness and euphoria at least once in their life. And like I said, I think it's different too when it's something that you put yourself out of your comfort zone for, worked hard and got it done, really tried to soak it all in. And, I just off the back of that, like the week before, I found this clip that really settled me nerves a little bit and put what was going on into perspective. Like, I was freaking out, realised, I'm like, why did I sign up for this against such a bigger dude? And, like, just the pressure of it all, and I'm like, put so much pressure on myself, man. And this clip, like, I literally listened to it, and I would have listened to this every time I was probably freaking out the week of, and, it was pretty good.
I'm sorry if maybe this is getting to you a little late, but what are you worrying about? What are you so stressed out about? Life is too short. Stop worrying. It's okay. Everything is supposed to be this way. You're supposed to feel this. It's part of the process. Life is supposed to be a journey, is it not? This is part of it. Take it. Absorb it. It's all part of the process. Trust the process, my friend. Trust me when I say this. Trust the process. It's so important. Build your character and love yourself even when it's hard. I love you. Stay up.
Stay out of yourself.
Man, it's like that was talking to me.
Yeah.
At that time. Mm. And like just take it all in, trust the process. And that's when I was like, I'm supposed to be feeling this sort of energy, supposed to be feeling this anxiety. Out the back crying into me missus' shoulder that we did it. Like, as in all this shit. It was just like giving that big, sweaty, beautiful man a cuddle, mate, after I just fucking punched on with him. Like, yeah, all that shit was just like, that's a part of the whole thing. And us going through that now, man, just added to our character. Quinn the fucking chin cunt. How's that for a bit of character?
Yeah, fucking
mate. Quinno, when you first started, man, here, and just where you were at in your life and that, man, and what you pushed yourself boundaries-wise before. Like, if someone had said to you, you're going to open a fight night in front of 4,000 cunts, get called Quinn the Chin.
Or we first had lunch with you.
You know what I mean, man? Like, look how much you have grown as a person, as a bloke, and everything as a character from then till now, mate.
Yeah. It's very special.
It's fucking very insane, special. Bro.
And that's just because, not only just because of us and, like, us together, but so many people backing us, mate.
Fucking oath. Like, I feel like I owe them something.
Yeah.
Like, as in, that's what the biggest pressure was for me, is that I wanted to make them proud of what I was doing. And it wasn't like I had the whole weight of that. Look, getting wound in from $4.75 to $1.30 helped add to the pressure. Thanks, guys. Yeah. But you know, like, just that. And I'm glad that we could make them all proud of us, man. And I hope that everyone in the crowd that night realised that you don't have to be anyone special to do cool shit.
No.
I think that's our whole brand, mate. We're just a couple of ordinary lads.
Yeah.
That are giving something a crack.
Yeah.
Mate, it was fucking, like, probably my favourite part. I had a beer with Moose straight after the shower.
Yeah.
Fucking actually got to, like, do everything without him there. And then I went and, like, to the tables where, like, Jacko and Fez were sitting, just gave him the biggest hug. And they're just like, how fucking good's this? Like, you did this.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is way out of your comfort zone and you went in there and did something. Mm. And I'm just like, yeah, I did.
It's and, crazy. Mate, like, I just want to say too that shout out to everyone involved with our community that was there on our table and that, you know.
Oh, fucking oath.
Like, all those people are so influential in their own right, yet they're all average blokes doing cool shit.
Mm.
And that's what I'll always get behind, you know.
That's the end of the day, people, like, even famous people and whatever, they're all just normal cunts.
Yeah, but the difference is they don't treat everyone else like normal.
Nah.
And that's where you fucking don't have that following and people don't relate to you, and that you need to fucking put the time in with people and thank them personally and fucking
just be yourself.
Them. Fucking oath.
Give everyone the time of day.
Exactly. So, mate, and everyone that we associate ourselves with is like that.
Yeah.
Because if you're not like that, then I don't care who you are.
You won't be around for long.
Well, you won't
be. Won't be around us for long.
Nah. You don't have any. I don't give a fuck who you are.
Yeah.
You think you're better than the person listening in the truck driving, fucking dropping transport off, or in a dozer loading a train, then you're fucking too good for me as well, cunt. Fuck off.
That's why I laugh. Someone's like, oh, you haven't replied or whatever. I said, cunt, you should see the people I haven't replied to.
I said,
you're no fucking different.
No. You can't take that fucking as anything.
No.
But, yeah, man, I don't know. I just thought it was fucking, yeah, it's very special to look at and realise what we've got here and whatever all of us have got, you know.
I reckon one of the funniest days for me was that dawn service morning. I have to bring that up.
Yeah.
At the Dolphin with Ball, though we haven't got on yet. We'll probably get him on. He was on the block last year, Dylan and Jenny. Like, he's just a character in his own. Dean and Sean. Dean hadn't had much sleep. He was on the piss, fucking. And, Knuckles playing up like secondhand lawnmower and myself. That was, I don't think I've laughed that hard in my life.
That would have been funny as fuck.
Well, I'm like, yeah, for me to say that, it was a fucking cracker morning.
Oh, it would have been. And this is prepping a few days
this after. This is the prepping fight. For the fight and 10 schooners deep by 10 o'clock.
But we went to that recovery joint.
That's right. Yeah. And shout out to Riggs Recovery.
Oh, I need to give them a shout out too. That was very impressive, wasn't it? Oh,
do you know what?
Alpha recovery coming soon.
Can't. I actually think that was a massive reason why my rib cartilage was so good the next day. Like, they had these big ice bath things and then magnesium baths and sauna things. And
same room, yeah.
Fuck, that was hectic how cold that.
Yeah, that ice bath thing.
Holy fuck, man.
6.5 degrees or whatever it was. That cryotherapy was prime too.
It was good though when we got in there. There was this little bloke doing like the breathing exercises and fucking sitting there, and he was a serious looking sort of rascal. And me and Cam sort of got in and I went, fucking Titanic. No wonder Jack couldn't hang on to the fucking door. It's a thing, and he just fucking lost it, you know. Bit of energy in there. Would have been funny having Knuckles in there making every cunt laugh.
Oh, he goes to the girls in there the day before. He goes, gee, it's a hard wank in here.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Fuck, it was good.
But no, Riggs Recovery, big fan of that. And like we said, yeah, I could definitely invest in something like that around here if people were going to do it. Because it's just, you walk out of there and it's just,
I'm addicted to it. Like, I'm literally sad that there's not one in here in town.
Yeah, that I can go to today.
3 days in a row. I'm like, it was just good even as a social thing. Go in the steam room, have a chat together as the boys. Go jump in the ice bath, laugh at each other, getting through it. Jump in the hot bath, relax, have a bit more of a chat, get a smoothie or a coffee afterwards.
When you're leaving, you feel
unreal. The dopamine or serotonin or whatever it is.
And his fucking elbow's overextended too from that fight, so it's like it probably would help, but I'm just going to let that heal by itself, baby, at the moment. But, yeah, mate, massive shout out to them. I think that's such a fucking cool joint. Yeah, it was really good. Talking about ice and ice baths. Mate, shout out to fucking kids. One of them turned me deep freezer off and defrosted everything.
Yikes.
That's awesome. Now it was cold, but fully defrosted. Everything. And I'm like, fuck, did the power turn off? What happened? And there's a knob on the front and one of the little grubs must have went.
Oh. So not even at the power point?
Nah, just wound the knob down and I just went, thanks, bruh. Whoever that was, thank you. Good on you.
How do you avoid that now? Can you
cattle prodder or something?
Yeah. Can you can you tape it off or something?
Yeah, maybe. I think I'll have to do something because spewing. But anyway, so that was no good. Little shout out to there's another season of a loan out at the moment, and it's set up in the Primus spot. There's black bears that they can hunt. There's fucking moose. There's heaps of food and shit like that. I started watching a couple episodes last week, but I'm like, shit's all over that Alone Australia one already when the poor cunt's just starved.
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to see who can starve the longest, bruh. Nah. You want to see who can do
who can hunt and all that sort of shit, yeah.
That's right. Now, onto the trendsetters a little bit. Do you know, remember there was that chick who said moments that'll haunt you forever, like when there was that monster in the water and she couldn't
The dam.
Yeah, the dam. The other day, I think Harry's been haunted. Now, this was no fault of anyone's, but we've put his shoes on, right? And he's noticed that there was a lump in his shoe that was moving. And he's like, what's this? Ah, should be right, mate. Went, no, there's something in my shoe. Pulled it off. Here's a big cockroach.
Alive
in his shoe, pinned to his foot. And that fucking, and he was that fucking like.
Just off it.
Oh, mate. And now, like, there's times I've put his shoes on. He's like, is there anything? He's made me pretty much blow this gun out. Every time I put his shoes on and I'm going, I feel you, mate. That gives me the shivers.
Have you done the old Queenslander, put your cane toe in your boot?
Yeah.
It's fucked feeling, eh?
Yeah, you push your fucking toes up against this squishy thing and it moves and you go, oh!
Yeah, not even green tree frog. She's old Barry, big fucking cane toe.
Yeah, put your shoes inside. But, yeah, that was one of those little childhood things. It's got a bit of potential there. Don't worry, that little fella will be tapping his shoes out for the rest of his life.
Fucking oath.
There was one here from Sam, and he said, like, we've talked about the old daughter's boyfriend thing before a fair bit.
Yep.
And he said, when your daughter gets a boyfriend and you meet him for the first time, do or should you champ them? And I had a couple of laughs, mate. Obviously, everyone just chimes in with the comments and that. No, mate, guys, I would have much rather get hit with a champ than say, you're the guy that's rooting me daughter. What a way to break the ice straight up, eh? From old dad there.
Putting
it straight on him. Like, what would you even do? You'd want to be like, oh, well, at least this cunt has a sense of humour.
Yeah.
You know, but what are you...
What are you going... That's news to me.
Yeah. But I think that was good. This bloke, guys, if the boyfriend is under 25, you champ him and you call him Buddy and Pal and Turbo and always get his name wrong or ask him to repeat his name all the time.
Yeah, that's probably.
How would you go about it, Cam? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's fucking...
I think in all seriousness, it depends on how he holds himself as a bloke. Hey,
like me, I've said like, before, I hope, be like Cassidy, her old boy, that she had enough. He had enough trust in her to bring the right bloke home.
For sure. Like as much as funny as old mate's champ one was before, like it all depends on the bloke. If he's respectable and raised like a good bloke, he'll be treated like one.
Yeah.
You know, if he steams in with his chest puffed out, carrying on, I'll champ him, call him Buddy, Pal and Turbo, and always get his name.
That's what you don't want them coming in too fucking... full on.
No,
trying,
no.
Like, trying to prove themselves?
No.
But then you don't want them too quiet either.
No, you just... But that's what the whole job of raising yeah. someone right, you know. But anyway, it's a hard one because, like, it's funny how we all say you treat... But you don't want them to think you're an absolute fucking cockhead either.
Yeah, that's right. You don't want to go... It's a hard one. I don't want to go over and see your old boy.
That's right. But, no, it's always a funny one. Champ him. Just getting champed. Righto. Now, the hookup is this weekend, legends. No rest for the wicked. We're straight into it. We'll be setting up as you're hearing this today. Now, it's always a good weekend at the hookup. We're going to be set up there with the gazebos, with all the lures. The new colours of lures will be available there. We're going to have our tan hats. We're going to have pistolitas. A lot of things that aren't even available in the store yet will be at the hookup. We'll have Alpha Lures hats, some trucker caps, and that have rocked up that we're going to have there as well. And we're going to be there majority of the weekend floating around and saying g'day. So,
Boyne Tanham hookup, that is. We keep saying the hookup. It's in... Boyne Island, Tanham
hookup. We'll be sharing something on our socials. Make sure you go in. There's so many prizes to be won. It's ridiculous.
Bray Park is where we'll be.
Yeah. And like just it's a great family event, but if you want to come on your own, come down, come say good day. Cam, you'll be going to be doing a bit of cooking?
Yep. If they can get it organised, I'll be knocking up a bit of a few little seafoody things. We'll be able to bang that out and have a few beers, come down and say good day.
That's right.
Let's have a chat.
No more training we got to do right now, so we will be tipping a few tins in. And, make sure you come down and say good day to us because we will be there majority of the weekend, I think. And, look, I'm a big fan of this event. I love getting around local events like this. And, yeah, it's just good to see. The crowd, town goes good for it. I don't really know how good the weather's looking and stuff like that, but regardless on how windy it is, there's plenty of water in the creek. So make sure you get in there and get into it. And, just have a great time. You know,
yeah.
That's what it's all about. And win yourself a boat. You got to be in it to win it, people. You got to be there as well to get your... Like
on
you
the Sunday night, yeah.
You can't buy a ticket and then fucking think they're just going to ring you. You got to be down there for the raffles to win your boats. So I think we're giving a boat away as well.
On the Saturday night.
Yep. So come down. And like I said, can't wait to see us all there. We'll share a fucking thing in our Instagram and Facebook and stuff like that with a link to buy tickets. Yep. Can't wait for that. Couple more. Yabby Pump is about to get back into his work.
Yes.
So the pump has been spelled. While we were hooking in, the pump's been spelled. Now we're spelling the pump's hooking in.
Yeah.
All right. So we've worked it well. It's all part of the plan, boys. Yabby Pump's about to go back into his work. He's filling out nicely. We got a video from Richard and Will there before. He's just starting to get back into his training. Probably a couple of months off having a run. So we're going to try our very best to keep his updated. It is hard because obviously you have to see how he goes in his preps. You can't just pick a race fucking 6 months out and definitely this one. But we'll be doing our best to try and – I want to try and be there for his first run.
Yeah, same.
As much as I can be, you know, and same as all the other owners. But we'll be doing our best to update his on how the pump's going. I fucking can't wait. You know,
I can't wait to see him in action.
It's been a long fucking time coming and a long process. All the people that jumped on and bought shares in him, you know, we've done our best to update you. So from now onwards with his lead up and his prep, we'll keep you updated. And I can't wait to pump it up, baby.
Let's go.
Let's go. Fucking oath. And I wanted to, talking about BBB and the boys there, I wanted to give a quick shout out to the mate of the show, Darcy from BBB, prepping for the Gold Coast Marathon. He started an Instagram account called From Pub to Pavement. Now he's got 217 followers on there at the moment. He's doing, I think he's doing, what is it, Quino, 10 metres or or something for every Instagram follower he's got?
Something along those lines.
So make him run fucking heaps.
Yeah. Go follow. Fucking go follow.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Give him heaps of head noise and just pepper his fucking account so he has to do a big run tomorrow. But, yeah, the legend wants to get – I think he wants to get a sub-4 Gold Coast marathon time. Yeah.
And he also wants to do the 100Ks.
Yeah, he said, I'll run 100K if I get 10K followers before race day on July 7th. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
So, like, this is the shit I'm talking about with lads just having a go. Like, this is the lad who's into his running and stuff. He got into a fucking boxing ring and had a crack. He's doing this thing. I want to support him doing this. So make sure you go and follow what he's doing. I think it's just cool to see lads having a crack like that.
Yep.
And, guys, this is an update that you've been waiting for. Hoodies. It's just getting cool. 14th of May will be the hoodie drop. Couple of great new designs we got coming.
Fucking Ave. Get around chant, the fire pit with these hoodies on.
There was a chant going around, Cam, on the weekend, which may feature on a hoodie.
Yeah.
So I think that one's going to get
fucked. Try figuring out what chant it was.
Prepared.
Yeah.
So, and like we said, guys.
Cold calling.
Like I said, guys, there's a lot of like stuff that we've opened up in the store. Like when the tan hats come back and pistol eaters when they come back in and the black hats and the shirts and tan shirts, like a lot of these things are going to be ongoing. These hoodies aren't. Like these are one-off things. We'll be changing the hoodie design every year. So as per usual, yous all know how it goes. Don't fuck around. But we'll give you plenty of notice. It's in a couple of weeks. The week of, we'll be peppering you on the socials, giving you proper times and dates and that. But just keep an eye out for the hoodie drop 14th of May.
14th of May. You heard it here first.
You sure did. So I thought we should end, Quino, on a couple of yarns. We put up a little story from people to send us a couple of yarns from the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So we should finish. Before we do, have a look at this if you're watching on Patreon. CDA Motor Trimming. Now, this guy come up and said g'day to us at the Podcast Royale out the back.
Yep.
He's sponsored the show before. I'm pretty sure he's down from Melbourne.
Sponsored a ring rope too.
He sponsored a ring rope. He sponsored the event. He's a massive supporter of ours, and I just wanted to give him a personal fucking shout out, man. He sent these Yarnas back cushions down.
I got mine behind my back too.
Ken's got his behind his back. I should put mine there, but and it's
quality's unreal.
Branded Alpha Blokes Podcast, CDA Motor Trimming. Go check him out, mate. And brother, I can't thank you enough for supporting everything that we do as much as you do. So there you go.
I'd love to get some more stuff done from him with projects we got coming up.
Yeah.
It does some really good work.
Yeah, fucking oath. So shout out to you, mate. I really appreciate your support. Well, let's hear some yarns.
Hey, go on, fellas. It's Uncle Jacko here. Yep. Voice is still gone. Traveling back Monday afternoon. Still not home. I've got a yarn for yous. I was hitting the strip of fucking Gold Vegas with Chucky. And we come across this nightclub. And she had a fucking stripper pole. And I just look at Chucky. I said, get the vodka Red Bull, son. We're going to go for a trip on the fucking strip pole, mate. So next thing you know, me and Chucky, we're swinging off this fucking thing. We're getting fucking socks and bloke's undies chucked at us. Pretty sure I've seen a boot go flying about. A couple of PBR boys had a fucking couple goes in them. I think they were PBR. Anyways, we're going fucking Thursday night. Let's do some fucking two-up. So we rounded up about fucking 30 people around this fucking stripper pole. And we got the coins out, taking cash, playing about a two-up in the nightclub. Some blokes lost some money, some blokes fucking won some money, some sheilas, all the fucking... They were trying to get the notes picked off the fucking ground that the people were throwing at me and Chucky was swinging around this fucking stripper pole. What a night that was. And it was only fucking Thursday. Fucking hell. So much to go, but... Fucking, what a show that was, eh? Shout out to everyone that fucking turned up to the boxing event.
Yeah.
Fucking shout out to everyone at Alpha's events for chucking it on. Shout out to fucking everyone that rocked up and had a fucking go. Congratulations to everyone that won. Congratulations to anyone that lost. There were no fucking losers.
Nah.
What a fucking time to be alive, I tell you that. Fuck me, Dad. I'm going to bed. Still not home, but as soon as I get home, I'm going to bed.
You deserve
fucking
it,
stay out of yourselves. I can see
ya. Mate.
Between him and Fez, there would be no voice left. They two fucking on a mission.
And I heard Chucky. Fez's things. That's what I mean. The energy that Jacko and all the boys from down there with their carry-on hats brought, Fez, Chucky, Zayden, Johnny Austin, like yep. every...
Full Send Franks.
Full Send, like every cunt part of this community, let rip. And it stung me not being with them those days. Oh. I'm like, look at these guys holding the fort for us when we can't. Like, yeah. And that's what it's all about. I love every one of them. Yeah. Like, fucking just sick. Every cunt's got the best attitude. Yeah. Oh. It makes me so proud, man. They support us like they do.
Yeah, fucking oath.
So thanks, mate. You are a legend, and you got stuck in your work, cunt. When I was going out for brekkie multiple mornings, you were on your way back.
Looking quite fresh too. Yeah, yes. One of the mornings, Friday morning when we seen you.
Well done, brother.
Boys!
There he is.
There's the free-range pigman just checking in. The body is sore. The voice is absolutely cooked. But what an absolute epic weekend on the Gold Coast Flats with the best of the best all in one location just teaming up. To put on a show like that for its community was absolutely wild. I bet China shit its knickers on the weekend seeing that amount of energy just emitting out of the GC. It was nuclear, that's for sure. Three wins for you blokes as well. Just another reminder that winning's not given, it's earned. You put in the work and you got the rewards. But in the end of the day, with all that aside, I don't think anyone involved in that whole event would have left without feeling like a winner at some point, which is absolutely awesome. Should be proud of it. So good also to finally put faces to a lot of the voices. Mm. And another thing, so good to see all the girls behind these great men. I think they kick just as much ass as you blokes.
Heck yeah.
And just the quality of the common trendsetter just blew me away. I never met a person for the whole weekend that I didn't think was an absolute legend. And also, you know, just to add to feather to their caps, the only fighting I seen for the whole weekend was in the ring where it belongs. So shout out to them for all the good vibes and love they were spreading around. That's the environment we want to find ourselves in. You know, so I hope it exceeded your expectations as much as it did mine. Thanks for having me. Had an absolute blast. Made some great memories there. One thing that really, stuck to me and I took away from that was, like, shout out to the boys that lost their mate just before the show in that tragic accident.
Yep.
And they still turned up and they flew the flag in his memory. Just a good reminder that you never know when it might be your last, you know, last show, your last party, your last chance to really have a crack. So party like it is. Much love, you mad rooters. Enjoy it. You deserve it. Stay out of yourselves. On ya. I better go and cuddle a few wombats to get myself back in a good health. Cheers, legends.
Fucking oath.
Fucking oath. He had a lot more voice than I thought he would have.
Well, I think it's come back pretty good the last day or so. Yeah. Because when he first got home, it was fucking funny. He didn't have much going on there.
Oh, but the backflip.
Oh, the backflip.
Was fucking huge, mate.
Mate, can I just give a shout out to Corey? His brother-in-law, man, he helped me get through that Sunday when we were in the trenches, me and Corey.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a bit on and I'm like, I'm not fucking stopping. Yeah. I'm here for a fucking good time. And he tucked Corey under the wing, mate, and we steamed in the battle together.
Beautiful.
And, mate, that cunt brings the fucking energy, same as Fez. And just everyone that I met around Fez and his old family and team is just a bunch of great people as well, as we fucking knew. Yeah. It's hard, like, there's so many people that I wanted to personally give a shout-out to that, like, I sort of wrote in me notes somewhere that I forgot. There was a fucking – actually, I'll just say this off the top of the dome. Right at the end of me mission, the Larry Ender, there was a few lads that I bumped into at the Tav Broady fucking pavilion there, I think it's
Broady
called.
Broady Tav, yep.
And had a chat to these lads. There was four of them from DKC. Absolute legends, man. They actually what got me through more than – I was about to go to bed and I ended up fucking charging through with them. And there was a bloke by the name of Eben. Now, I said, mate, I think you're the sole Eben roving the earth. And I told him that we'd look it up. So, Quino, for the first Google of today's episode, can we see if any other cunt on planet Earth is named Eben? So I think, like, instead of Evan, it's Eben with a B.
E-B-A-N?
I don't know. Let's look at both.
Ebony Bridges, McGregor's fucking mistress.
Eben Elizabeth.
Eben.
Eben.
Eben. Eben.
Can I just say, absolutely fucking legend. Like, absolute legend too.
Masculine name of Hebrew origin. Eben means stone or rock.
Fucking, there you go. Eben, the rock of the crew. So stop giving him shit, boys, because he's the rock of you cunts.
If baby rocks your world.
Eben will be trouting now. Just cruising around.
Boy's name.
Boy's name means stone of help.
Helping you get through the
trenches. The other one of the lads is named Stoney as well. So you got two stones in that crew.
There you go, Evan.
But yeah, just wanted to give you boys a shout out because you fucking helped me keep charging there. and I was starting to taper.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, it's hard because there's so many lads that impacted me just telling me stories or saying thanks or just sharing their own personal experiences. But we'd be here for fucking 20 hours. You know?
That's right. It was worse than a wedding trying to catch up and give everyone the time of day down there, but I think we did a pretty good job.
Oh, I tried my best, mate.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do. Like I said, like I didn't even get to share a beer and a yarn with the bloke I fucking went to war with in there.
Yeah.
You know, which I want to try and do. When we go down to Magic Ram, spend a couple of hours just having a beer and a chat with a legend. But, you know, that's what that after party was about for me. Like, that's why I was up for so long after it, because that after party was about saying thanks to all the people that paid their hard fucking earned money to come to that event and make it what it was. So from the bottom of my fucking heart, I can't thank you, each and every one of you, enough for what you did for us.
Thanks to Robbie and Billy, too, for the DJ and the after party. You done a ripper job, lads.
Yeah, fucking oath. Fucking went off its head. That was great. Yeah, it's definitely, I will never, ever, ever forget that. And I don't know how it's possible to top. I don't know. I don't know how. Like how, I don't know how personally for me that experience as a whole gets topped as a, from a level of just holy fuck.
I think a lot of people are thinking the same thing too, which is not being cocky at all. I think a lot of people will be going that weekend, how do you top it?
Well, we'll see you on the next one, eh? And you be the judge.
Fucking oath.
On that note, make sure you get down to the hookup. Check it out. We're going to have all the new lure colours there. We're going to have the fucking hats there. We're going to have all our merch. A lot of merch that isn't even in the store at the moment. Come say good day. Cam's going to be doing a good bit of cooking. Heaps of stuff to give away.
Next cult meeting this Saturday.
Yep, next cult meeting this Saturday. Hook up. Be there. Call them what you want. Knee knockers, golden nuggets, thigh slappers. But our friends at Manscaped refer to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. When your little guys have more hair than they need, trust Manscaped for all your grooming dreams. Boys need love too, so join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and using the code ALPHABLOKES for 20% off plus free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town.
Every man knows how scary it can get when you're going for the close shave below the waist. That's why I trust Manscaped for all my sensitive areas. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower Pro 3.0 Plus and the 4.0 Pro and the 5.0 Ultra.
Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code ALPHABLOKES at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.